Energy is always an issue in the Wyoming legislature, but this year the conversation revolves around money. 13 bills arose related to energy, with only 4 still moving through the system. If passed, the bills would impact wind development, oil and gas producers, and more. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Inside the crowded Jonah Building, legislators walk amongst lobbyists, journalists, and large groups of kids on field trips. The full Senate is about to meet, discuss issues including education, gun rights, and energy. Senate President Eli Bebout starts it off.
Well, the last day for third reading on bills in the House of Origin, so
it's the third of 4 weeks in this year's budget session. The current revenue crunch, many bills have revolved around spurring new revenue, finding new sources, or cutting back on spending. For energy, the bills still surviving, unsurprisingly, also come down to money. One that incentivizes new wind development, another new oil and gas development, and the last, making sure counties get the tax money they're owed. 4 bills came up around wind this year, but the one still surviving is about making Wyoming more attractive to new development. Lander Senator Cale Case has pushed for several bills that would build a framework supporting wind development. He says the state needs to talk about it.
People are just beginning to understand the ramifications of gigantic wind farms in our landscape.
With the bill dying that pushed for a hike in the production tax, the surviving piece of legislation around wind is House Bill 152. It would give wind companies a property tax exemption if they store equipment here. Case says, right now, many wind companies operating in Wyoming are leaving their equipment elsewhere.
They're coming to Wyoming, whether we pass this property tax break or not, but this would allow us to get something for them and encourage that industry here.
Companies would need to pay Wyoming sales tax to receive the exemption. The next energy bill still on the table is House Bill 72. It would protect counties from a systematic issue where mineral companies aren't paying ad valorem taxes, a one-time tax paid when minerals are severed from the ground. This bill would help counties avoid legal recourse if they aren't able to fully collect those taxes. Gillette Senator Michael Von Fladern says it's a step in the right direction.
That was only one part of it. The real root of that problem is the ad valorem monthly collections. We don't. Now, right now, you can wait even 18 months before you pay your ad valorem tax.
According to a report from the Powder River Basin Resource Council, Wyoming counties are missing out on over $42 million in ad valorem taxes from 2006 to 2016. That money is big in financing both the local and state school systems, in addition to county services. Von Fladern says he hopes to see another study on mineral tax delinquency in the interim session this summer. One bill in particular, though, has attracted a lot of attention this session.
The severance tax could be a big one.
The most important one is the severance tax, SF-98.
Senate File 92 has passed the Senate. Senate File 98, third reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 98. It would cut severance taxes in half for oil and gas companies after the second year of production until the end of the fourth. Senate President Eli Bebout is a sponsor. He says Wyoming taxes energy too harshly and that this bill could help attract new oil and gas development.
Wyoming has a very, very difficult time competing with our state to the south and other plays in this country.
He adds a severance tax exemption could be an incentive to win over companies deciding where to locate. But many disagree, primarily because there's been no recent analysis about whether the exemption would actually spur development. Professor of Economics at the University of Wyoming, Chuck Mason, explains.
And it matters a lot whether or not the tax reduction has a minor effect or a large effect. If it has a minor effect, you're giving money away. If it has a large effect, you're probably increasing your revenues. And so that's kind of the debate.
Mason says tax revenue is also relatively small by the time this exemption would kick in. He says he has a difficult time imagining how the discount could result in a big increase in tax collections.
You know, you'd have to have a pretty meaningful reduction in costs, I think, in order to tilt the scales.
In the year 2000, a University of Wyoming report did analyze the impact of changes to severance taxes due to a similar bill that arose back then. It said that small changes in severance tax would not directly stimulate drilling. Several advocacy groups have pointed to the report and voicing their opposition to the bill. Powder River Basin Resource Council's Casey Quinn.
We've been really fighting this bill because time and time again, there's no data to support that lowering severance taxes benefits the state's economy.
And Senator Cale Case says the bill carries the thumbprint of Senate leadership, and that helps a lot in moving it forward.
The trouble is it's not going to make any money for Wyoming. We're going to lose money on this bill, and it's just a time we shouldn't be losing money.
Then comes the vote.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar? Aye. Anderson? Aye. Anselmi Dalton? No. Baldwin? Vote. Closed. Senate File 98, 17 aye, 13 no.
With the affirmative vote, SF 98 has since been introduced into the House. The other energy bills touching on ad valorem tax protections, critical infrastructure, and wind equipment property taxes have also moved forward for review. The legislature will decide the fate of these bills and others in the next week. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.